With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week on this program, I did a feature on the joys of kayaking on the Pretty Boy Reservoir in northern Baltimore County amid the glorious colors of fall. The next day, I received a letter from an attorney at the Baltimore Department of Public Works, which owns the reservoir. The letter said that city officials had heard my show and then checked their records and found that I did not have the proper sticker for boating on the reservoir. The potential fine, they warned me, is $1,000 for not mailing in the paperwork and paying $60 for the sticker. Clark Howells is the watershed manager for the Baltimore Department of Public Works.
We have an affidavit system that requires boaters to register their boats, pay for a permit cost. In addition to that, they can only use their boat in one of the three city-owned reservoirs. There's a permit sticker and a permit card, signing of the affidavit, and that will give you access to the reservoirs.
My first reaction was, yes, if there's one thing the city is really good at, it's issuing fines. But then I reflected, actually, the city is right, and I am wrong here. I did not have a permit to paddle on Pretty Boy Reservoir. And there is a very good reason the city is so vigilant about regulating which boats can use the man-made lakes that collect water for its drinking water treatment system. Baltimore is trying to prevent the introduction of an invasive species, zebra mussels, that has caused millions of dollars in damage to drinking water treatment systems, as well as ecological disruption across the Midwest and elsewhere. Here's Howells again.
The zebra mussel is a unique invasive. It has what are called abyssal threads that allow it to attach to any hard substrate. For the water supply, they're a threat to the intake system. They will attach to the interior of the pipe, and over time, they can clog the entire pipe, creating a maintenance issue and a real headache for us.
A native to southern Russia and the Ukraine, zebra mussels began spreading through the Great Lakes in the late 1980s, after hitchhiking to the U.S. in the ballast water of ocean-going ships. They have since moved down the Susquehanna River into the Conowingo Dam Reservoir in northern Maryland. To prevent the spread of not only zebra mussels but other invasive species, such as the dreaded didymo, an algae nicknamed rock snot for its stringy appearance, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources strongly encourages boaters to clean, drain, and dry their boats and fishing equipment between trips. Mike Naylor is a program director at the State Wildlife Agency.
The steps that can be taken to limit the spread of invasives tend to be very common sense. Looking around your trailer to make sure nothing's hanging off, drying the bilge of your boat where invasive species could live for weeks or even months if they're standing water, and just absolutely cleaning your gear between bodies of water. All those things are extremely helpful in limiting the spread of invasives.
At the national level, the U.S. Coast Guard last year began imposing a strict new standard that is requiring ship owners to install filtration and chlorination systems to keep aquatic hitchhikers out of the ballast tanks of international cargo vessels entering the Chesapeake Bay and other bodies of water. So Baltimore is in good company and following smart public policy in cracking down on invasive species. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.